This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Welcome to another episode.
They're actually playing us back because they thought we weren't connected. Maybe they thought we weren't going to be here, and I didn't talk to them first. But here we are. Welcome to Free Talk Live with you here tonight. You've got Ian. Actually, let me turn your mic on. Nobody. It's one of those days, let me tell you.
Yeah, it sounded like nobody was there.
Yeah, it's one of those days where I've just been like running around, getting all kinds of things done, but never really actually getting anything done, or at least having that feeling. When I was out about today, I saw a kid on a bicycle, probably no more than, 10, 11 years old, and he had a mask on and no helmet. And I was thinking, I don't ride with a helmet on either. I don't want to. I'm not interested in that. But if you're going to be living in fear of what could happen to you that's bad, I think your priorities are a little messed up if you're riding with a mask on but not a helmet on.
I didn't think anybody was dying of anything else except the COVID, though. Isn't that... Aren't all deaths COVID?
COVID now, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought that was pretty ridiculous. But then I thought back and I realized that, I might have seen adults doing the same thing, but it just maybe didn't register with me because it's a kid on a bike. And so, whatever, for whatever reason, it connected with me. So now I'm going to have to start paying attention to see how many masked people on bikes are also wearing helmets. God.
Yeah, I think that would just make it worse. I feel so bad for the kids who are always riding around in these helmets. I wouldn't have done that when I was a kid.
I get it. If you've had somebody who's had a traumatic accident, or you've seen somebody with a traumatic accident on a bicycle with serious head trauma or whatever, I could understand why somebody would say, all right, look, you're my kid. If you're going to ride that bike, you got to put the helmet on. I get it. I really do. You don't want to have to deal with that. And kids are... So I'll give you another example. So I went to a local pizza shop here that takes cryptocurrency, and I told them what I'd seen, and the owner of the shop said that there was some construction going on in the parking lot a few years ago at this shopping center where they, had their business. And the construction, they'd carved out a good chunk of the road, right, like the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a danger to somebody who might be riding on a bicycle, and they had cones. But while the guy was working during the day on this thing, he moved the cones away and then subsequently forgot to put the cones back at the end of the night or at the end of the evening or the afternoon or whatever it was being worked on, end of the day. And so some guy was riding on his bicycle through the parking lot, happened to be drunk. And
that never helped.
No, it doesn't help. And he figured he was safe, right? He's in a parking lot he's been in before. Everything's going to be fine. Wasn't paying any attention and rode right into this crevice, basically, and hit his head and had severe, spinal neck trauma and probably is never going to recover from that.
Wow, so, he had the neck rona.
Yeah, so I can understand why somebody would be concerned about that, but to send your kid out wearing a mask, but also no helmet, your fear priorities might be a little backwards in that case. Now, speaking of fear and coronavirus, there's news out of New York City. Very interesting news about the Orthodox community actually protesting in the streets over the coming crackdowns there, even lighting fires in the middle of the streets with, hundreds if not thousands of protesters around, which is pretty
cool. And they were burning hundreds of thousands of masks.
That's what it came into recently, right? Like they were, that's amazing. So definitely want to hear more about that. If you want to comment on what's going on around you, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So New York City is re-cracking down. I mean, they barely opened up at all anyway. You couldn't go inside any restaurants up until, I don't think they've done that yet. they're supposed to be doing it at some point, but they need to hire. They say they need to hire bureaucrats so the bureaucrats can go in and enforce social distancing measures, and they don't have enough bureaucrats, so they can't let the restaurants open. And
I'm just trying to imagine during the bubonic plague, people not being scared enough, so you had to go out of your way to make them scared. Yeah, that's not really necessary when there's actually a plague going
on. Well, yeah, if there's actually people dropping dead, you know, or getting sick, because I don't know anyone who's sick. I don't know about you.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
But here's some of the updates from New York City. Mayor de Blasio warns of tough days ahead. There are dark days ahead as a new outbreak of the coronavirus affects the city. We have a couple tough weeks ahead, he said at the news conference Wednesday morning. We all have to work together. He made the assessment as he announced closures of non-essential businesses for at least 14 days in areas of the city starting, I guess, today, it looks like. The rules affect hundreds of thousands of residents. The new closures and rules will be in designated...
So that puts us up to, what, 33 weeks to flatten the curve?
It's somewhere around that, yeah.
Wow.
The closures and new rules will be in designated red zones in Brooklyn and Queens. He's also set up orange zones with other rules and communities that surround the red zones. Announced,
is that where Orange Man is?
Announced increased fines for non-compliance of COVID-19 rules.
Orange Man, bad.
Fines for mass gatherings in the affected areas will be up to $15,000.
Good Lord.
Fines, that's for mass gatherings. The fines for not social distancing or refusing to wear a mask will be up to $1,000. In the red zone, schools will close to in-person learning. Only essential businesses, so-called, would remain open. Restaurants can only offer takeout, and houses of worship can only have 10 people inside at a time for services.
Wow.
In the orange zone, schools will be remote only. Restaurants can only offer outdoor dining, and businesses considered so-called high risk are ordered to close. Houses of worship can only have 25 people inside.
So there's two classes of business.
In the orange and the red zones, and of course there's still restrictions on the businesses that are outside of said orange zones as well. I mean, this is just absolutely insane, and it's just so... It's so sad. I was on a call with actually Greg from New York today from Intercoin, and we got some cool stuff that he's working on behind the scenes. I don't want to spoil that, but he lives in New York, so he was mentioning that he went out recently with a girl, and I'm like, well, where do you go if you go out with somebody in New York City these days? He says, well, some restaurants, they are doing outdoor seating. And he mentioned watching a movie. And I'm like, well, they're not opening theaters in New York City. They're all closed. That's one of the things the theater chains are complaining about, because they can't make money on seeing, you know, not the theater chains as much as the production houses. Mm-hmm. They're upset because Los Angeles and New York City, the two largest movie markets, are effectively completely closed down. And apparently what they're doing is people are projecting movies on the sides of buildings in New York City and broadcasting the audio on FM.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That is.
Yeah. Now, obviously, it's already getting pretty cold up here in the Northeast, so how long, you know, people are going to be able to tolerate sitting. I guess you could watch it from inside your home as long as your windows are facing. You know, you don't have to go up on the roof necessarily. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of an interesting idea.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly the market does come up with, the necessity is the mother of invention, I guess, as they say.
Well, I like the FM broadcast idea. I really want to simulcast from Porkfest next year and Forkfest.
Yeah, I suspect it's not legal to do what they're doing, but at the same time, what are the odds the FCC is going to, you know, investigate these?
Oh, the FCC, I'll die to the Rona.
Wouldn't that be nice? We're going to go to, of course, your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want. And we'll also talk about the pushback from the Orthodox community there, Orthodox Jews, those guys that wear the the long coats and they got like braided hair. If you've ever been to like
it's a little unorthodox the way they dress.
If you've ever been to Manhattan, certain parts of it, you've seen these guys walking around. And I guess they have like a diamond district where there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, Cidic is the tribe.
We'll continue and we'll talk about the pushback from them, which is pretty heroic. 855, 450, free. If only more business owners and more religions had this level of courage. 855, 450, free. They're in the streets in large numbers, and they're apparently not going to be told what to do. And I really appreciate that. More coming up. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. 855, 450, free like freedom. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
BINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Document leak shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategy, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week. As little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Things are intensifying as far as the corona crackdown in New York City, which, of course, is one of the most cracked-down places on across the United States, just in general. New York is, of course, the Empire State. It is not a free place. It is the 50th least free of all of the 50 states, and they're proving that they are the Empire State by continuing to just basically disallow any businesses from operating to their full capacity or at all. There's new so-called red zones where businesses that are so-called non-essential, which whatever arbitrary determination the government goons want to make, they will have to stay closed. Restaurants will be takeout only, and people are hitting the streets, specifically the Hasidic Jewish community of Orthodox Jews are in the streets in big numbers and apparently recently had a large mask burn, which I'm very excited to hear because they must have had a good blaze going, because if you just try to light one of these masks on fire, it actually is fairly difficult. They must have some sort of fire retardant chemicals on them, which, of course, I'm sure is probably not a good thing to be breathing in throughout your busy day. We're going to go, though, to your phone calls and thoughts, although I do want to say thanks to the folks over at Bitcoin.com, because they are doing some great work at helping people get connected with Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, learn the basics about cryptocurrency. Just go to Bitcoin.com. You can do all of those things. You can even buy Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash there through Bitcoin.com. But if you've never taken the time out to learn about cryptocurrency, then get the basics over at Bitcoin.com. Let's go to Bobby in Florida. Bobby, you're on with Ian and Nobody tonight. Go ahead.
Hey guys, I don't want to bury the lead here, but there's a pretty big breaking story where a militia group in Michigan, I guess, plotted to kidnap the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. And if you read the story on CNN, if you get down, and I learned this from you guys and Nobody especially, you guys talked about this, how they used to do this with like the ISIS member guys and these incels, and they would get in and they would give them, you know, bombs and fake bombs.
FBI foils, FBI
ideas. Yeah. And so in the story it says the FBI became aware of the scheme, and then started talking to these guys on social media and on FBI, and a confidential informant for the FBI got implanted with the group, and they discussed ways, and it doesn't say who, discussed ways of achieving a peaceful endeavor, or they said some of them talked about violent actions against the governor. And I wonder who the one that was talking about the violent actions. It's always
probably the FBI agent.
100%. And I learned this from you guys. And so this is a pretty big breaking story. And now the governor's come out and said, well, this is why, because Trump didn't denounce, you know, the white supremacists in the debate. And now I'm being targeted and attacked. And it's just become a big political ordeal. But I make you a bet it was that Fed the whole time that was instigating the whole thing. Like you guys said, they just did with the Muslims and all that. Well, now they're coming for you. And don't be stupid, guys. It's always the Fed.
Yeah. I mean, that's good advice, Bobby. You nailed it. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate it. He's watching, by the way, on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm. I don't know if the YouTube feed's ever going to come back, by the way. They once again hit a stream key somewhere that I can't find, and I don't. I'm only going to spend so much time trying to figure it out, which I had to do like 6 months ago when the same thing happened, but I looked in where I thought was the same place. So, sorry, YouTubers. You're going to have to watch us on Twitch or DLive. You can go to DLive.lrn.fm if you're not already there. But yeah, I mean, Bobby's absolutely right. We've seen this story so many times, and it usually has to do with a Muslim gentleman, somebody who is angry at the U.S. government for some sort of, you know, murder that they've committed over in the Middle East, and or their ongoing series of murders or whatever it is they're busy doing to those people there. And they somehow find out that an upset individual exists. And maybe this individual isn't of the, you know, not the sharpest knife in the drawer. So they reach out to this person, or they're somehow connected with him, and then they literally plant ideas in people's heads.
So they get an agent in the case of the Michigan militia here. Not sure which one we're talking about, but
probably not the Michigan militia, which was the one that was accused
in the '90s.
Yeah,
I suspect there's more than one militia group in Michigan, but
oh yeah, I'm in contact with at least three.
Yeah, so in this case, you know, whether there was any talk before the FBI agent showed up or not is a question. At what point the agent showed up in relation to whatever plotting was going on? Because I suspect that these agents have been in there for a while. Because as soon as they hear about some sort of a group like this, they're going to want to put somebody in there. They're not going to wait until they hear that there's a plot being cooked up. They're gonna find out as soon as they find out the group exists, they're probably gonna get a guy into that group as soon as possible, and then he will likely float the ideas.
Right.
That's what they want to do.
Yeah. I got the impression that's what they wanted me to do when they arrested me.
Wouldn't surprise me.
You know. I know they wanted me to come in and talk about it. You know.
Talking about violence?
Yeah.
Oh, really? See, I didn't realize that detail. I thought all they wanted you to do was just wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center and monitor what's going
on. Well, they wanted me to wear a wire in, and I'm like, for what? Well, you got to get them talking about, you know, something.
Really?
And I'm like what?
Oh.
You know, that doesn't happen.
It could have come to that, right? Like if you'd been willing to, they may not have wanted to reveal their whole plot initially because they hadn't gotten your agreement. They were, for listeners that aren't familiar, you were selling some weed in Keene, New Hampshire, several years, most of a decade ago at this point.
Yeah,
and
a long time.
They snatched you up. They had some video of some undercover sales to a snitch that they had flipped and were using to try to get you. So they actually let a known heroin dealer, out onto the streets so they could bust a weed dealer. But the reason they wanted you was so they could get you inside the Keene Activist Center. Had you said, okay, I'm willing to do this, then they could have said, well, look, here's what you need to do. And if you do this, then we'll drop the charges against you. But it never got to the point where they got explicit because you weren't willing to do what they wanted you to do in the first place.
Yeah, basically, my first intention was, okay, sure, I'll just walk into the KAC, pull my shirt up, and say, you'll never believe what happened to me today. But, you know, they're
better to not work with them at all, I think.
Yeah, well, I didn't, and actually, the second question they asked me was, what's your address? And it was like,
you don't
know. Gee, I don't know if it's going to generate a search warrant if I give my address, which is here. So it's just like, yeah, I'm going to have to talk to a lawyer.
Yep. And it's always a good response. And the last time we talked about one of these FBI setup plots with Muslims, it was like number 200 and something of these things that they had done over the last 15 or 16 years, or I guess close to 20 years at this point, that they've been busting people for these cooked up, ginned up plots. Hundreds, literally hundreds of people. We've only covered maybe a dozen or so of the stories over the years here on Free Talk Live, but there have literally been hundreds of people who otherwise probably would have done absolutely nothing that the FBI managed to get all riled up and get them to agree to, you know, drop a bomb somewhere or shoot somebody or whatever, and then they end up with somebody they get to put in a prison cell for however many years. More coming up here. If you want to join us, it's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Val Dior. The popularity of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett continues to rise. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Support for Judge Amy Coney Barrett spiked over the last 2 weeks, with nearly half of voters now supporting her confirmation to the Supreme Court as Democrats prepare to oppose her confirmation. A new Morning Consult political poll shows 46% of voters say the Senate should confirm Barrett. Meanwhile, the number of voters who say the Senate should reject Barrett's nomination dropped 3 points to 31%. Republican Senator Ron Johnson tested positive for COVID-19, although he insists he'll be there to vote for Judge Barrett, even if it means putting on a moon suit.
She's a wonderful person, a wonderful woman, mom, and a great judge. She needs to be confirmed, and confirmed expeditiously.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
New figures from the Department of Labor shows a slight drop in unemployment claims last week. About 840,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment claims, down about 9,000 from the previous week. The report said the number of people continuing to receive unemployment benefits also fell to around 11 million. Officials say that while new claims appear to have leveled off since August, a still historically high pattern is very concerning. Both presidential campaigns are claiming a clear victory after last night's vice presidential debate. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi helped prepare Vice President Pence for the debate and tells Fox News that the vice president was more than up to the challenge of the debate stage.
He didn't need to read a policy book, and that was so clear last night. You know, Kamala could not answer the question on foreign policy. She talked about Joe Biden and unity, and the vice president just nailed it because he's lived this, he's been with the American people, and by President Trump's side for 3.5 years.
Bondi says she believes the vice president's message on unity was last night's strongest takeaway. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have our chat service, which is a what they call a matrix server, meaning it is self-hosted, it's open source, it's decentralized, and we are in control of it, so there's no corporate takedowns that will be occurring at this point. We have been enjoying it. I think, have you been having fun there with the Nobody Tells the Truth room?
The Matrix has you, who knew?
It should have you. Get on over to our chat room over at our chat server. You can go to chat.lrn.fm, get step-by-step instructions on how to get connected, and then you can call in that way once you get on the server, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Should we talk more about what happened allegedly in Michigan, this case?
Yeah, I would like to hear more about that.
I've got a detailed piece here from the AP. They claim agents foiled a stunning plot to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, said the agents Thursday in announcing charges in an alleged scheme that involved months of planning and even rehearsals to snatch her from her vacation home. Six men were charged in federal court with conspiring to kidnap the governor in relation to what they viewed as her, quote, uncontrolled power, according to a federal complaint. Separately, seven others linked to a paramilitary group called the Wolverine Watchmen were charged in state court for allegedly seeking to storm the Michigan Capitol and seek a civil war. And by the way, there's been some polls done recently showing a lot of Americans are expecting there is going to be a civil war.
I don't know how to avoid it at this point.
The two groups trained together, they said, and planned for various acts of violence, according to state police. Rehearsals for the kidnapping plot took place in August and September, according to the FBI affidavit, and four of the men had planned to meet Wednesday to, quote, make a payment on explosives and exchange tactical gear. The FBI quoted one of the men as saying, Whitmer, quote, has no checks and balances at all. She is uncontrolled power right now. All good things must come to an end. And that's pretty much a true statement as far as, you know, this woman is out of control and she pretty much seems to be able to do whatever she wants. After the Supreme Court knocked her down in Michigan, they knocked down, I don't know if it was all of her orders, but some large, I think they actually said that she couldn't renew her orders, that she was able to create the orders initially, but then when the first April renewal came up, that she was unconstitutional in her ability to renew those orders. So effectively everything after April was unconstitutional, according to the court. And Whitmer came back with a statement that was something to the effect of, oh, yeah, well, we're going to enforce the same rules through other authorities.
Yeah.
So she's going to, like, have the health department or the liquor commission or whoever other bureaucrats implement similar rules and push them down on businesses.
Wow.
So, I mean, she's not going quietly into the... She's not just being like, oh, well, you know, checks and balances. Looks like the court's decided. I'm sorry. It looks like it was unconstitutional what I did there. Have a nice day, everybody. I guess our orders are done with. No, she's doubling down. And she's going to come up with other ways to just destroy people's freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely understand why people are frustrated. The federal agent said plots were stopped with the work of undercover agents and informants. I think the truth is the plots were started by the work of undercover agents.
That's what it usually is. Yeah. They find some poor retarded kid and they're like, hey, well, you want to carry a bomb around?
Yeah, normally it's a poor retarded kid because usually you can't find enough people together to buy into one of these schemes. Like, the more people you put this in front of, the more likely somebody is going to push back and say, whoa, where did you guys come from again? Who was it that introduced you to this group? How did you get here? You know, they'll start asking questions. Because I remember there was one time over at the Keene Activist Center, there was this dude that Silver Dave actually brought over, somebody that he knew from high school. Now, he hadn't, like, seen him since high school, mind you. So by no means were they close friends or anything like that. But this guy was rubbing everybody the wrong way, and he was talking about violence. You know, it's his first night at the Keene Activist Center, and he's dropping suggestions about how it's okay to, you know, kill the police and, you know, kidnap governors and things like that, right? So Ademo Freeman from Cop Block brought me into the situation because I managed the household, and I had some straight-up questions for the guy about, you know, are you actually advocating for violence? And he admitted that he believed that that was something that was a legitimate thing to do, and I said, well, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. We don't welcome that kind of talk around here. This is a house of peace and set a club, you know, based on peace. So he, you know, I kicked him out over that. So the more people you put one of these plots in front of, the more likely somebody's going to call you onto the carpet or kick you out of a group. But in this case, I bet you there was, I'm just going to guess, there was more than one agent in this particular group. Because it does say here that the plot was stopped with the work of undercover agents and informants. So of the six men that were charged in federal court, how many were involved in this whole group, for instance? And were any of the six actually the undercover agents? Because if you want to protect your undercover, you charge them along with the rest of them, right? Because that's how you protect your undercover agent.
I could well, yeah.
Right, because you don't want... The first thing they're going to try to figure out is who was the snitch. And if one of your snitches is actually facing the charges, then they're probably less likely to finger that person and say, oh, well, it must have been Johnny. Or whatever. So the six men face federal life in prison if convicted, and the state charges for the other seven men face a possible 20-year sentence. Andrew Burge, U.S. attorney in Western Michigan, called the men violent extremists. Quote, all of us in Michigan can disagree about politics, but those disagreements should never, ever amount to violence. Violence has been prevented today, said the U.S. district attorney. Now, of course, the feds always exempt themselves from that violence.
Yeah, how many times have they done violence?
All the time.
Behind these orders.
Constantly. That's what the government is.
Yeah.
And you know, Biden was saying things like that during, I think, the Trump-Biden debate as well about how violence is unacceptable or whatever. And it's like, hello, that's what you people do.
Mm-hmm.
You, the government goons, you're the ones who are violent. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, is a violent woman. She herself probably won't raise a hand to you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, you know, your husband or something like that, or kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she doesn't have the balls to do that personally. That's why she has the state police.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she has the local cops. They will do her bidding. If she says, thou shalt not open a business, then those men with guns will come in, and they will physically attempt to prevent you from opening your business, like they did with the old guy who was running a barbershop in northern Michigan earlier this year, who, by the way, was victorious at the Michigan Supreme Court as well. So, again, there has been some pushback. There have been some court victories, but by no means has it made this bitch back off.
Yeah.
Whitmer penned some blame on Donald Trump, noting he didn't condemn white supremacists in last week's debate.
Which he actually did.
Yeah, he did.
It's amazing how they gaslight.
He didn't say it loudly, and every time he said sure to the statement from the debate moderator of will you condemn these white supremacist groups, like the moderator sort of like kept talking.
Yeah, the moderator and Biden were shouting over him through the whole thing.
Right. So like if you listen to the clip, you can clearly hear him say sure, but it's underneath the talking of the other two people, so it's not a clear crystal, you know, no one else is talking, he gets a chance to say what he wants to say. But that's what Whitmer does. She blames Trump for not condemning white supremacists as though that is what would that have stopped this plot? If Trump had gotten up on the debate and said that he condemns white supremacists, would that all of a sudden have made the militia group stop targeting this woman? It's ridiculous.
Well, they did. They did ask him to condemn white supremacists and militias.
Oh, which, that was the end? Okay.
Yeah. Which, of course, doesn't make any sense because there's nothing intrinsically wrong with being a militia. The federal law says everybody from 17 to 45 is militia.
So Whitmer says, quote, hate groups heard the president's words not as a rebuke, but as a rallying cry, as a call to action. Lady, the plot against you was in effect for months. They were plotting this for months. They weren't waiting for a go-ahead from Donald Trump. 855, 450, free, like freedom.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And you've heard us talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live. It is a cryptocurrency, and they've got super easy-to-use masternodes. I finally got a chance to set one of them up here at the studio, and it really was super easy to do that. Plus, staking is even easier. So if you want to get started with Divi, you can go to diviproject.org, diviproject.org. You can buy Divi at several exchanges out there on the internets, or you can just get them straight from the Divi team. That's probably the easiest way to do it. They don't have to worry about all the hassles of signing up for exchanges that you don't know about. So you can get help directly from the folks on Divi via their Telegram channel, which you can link to over at diviproject.org, diviproject.org. Ian and Nobody in the studio here tonight. We'll tell you more about this plot against Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, which we suspect was actually cooked up by the FBI themselves.
We'll get that's how they do.
That's just how they roll. Let's go first to Gene the Christian Anarchist. He is online in Tennessee on our Matrix server. Go ahead, Gene.
Liars. They're all liars.
That's cute. He's got a little voice changing service. It'd be best if you could take that off, though, because it's a little disconcerting.
A little bit.
They are liars, however.
Thank you.
I called about the story about Donald Trump taking dextromethazone.
Dextromethazone, what is that?
And it's a steroid, and it's pretty common use. But the funny thing is, on most of these stories that are saying that Trump was taking dextromethazones are talking about how this is a sign of how sick he really is.
Okay, hold on. Before you go on.
This is a very heavy.
Gene, I just want to know, like, does this have something to do with the COVID? Because Trump came down with COVID, or is this unrelated to that?
Yes, it's the treatment. It's part of the treatment he was under when he was in the hospital for the COVID. But the way the media is trying to spin it, the liars, as I like to call them, they're trying to say that this dextromethazone is just this big old, gigantic attempt at saving a life, you know, that this is some really big deal to use dexamethasone to try and treat this, and making it sound like he's really sick because he's got to use dexamethasone.
The mainstream media, sort of the leftist,
not only that,
the leftist media has been essentially grave dancing and acting as though Trump is essentially going to be near death or dying very soon because of this COVID situation, whereas the Trump narrative is that he's just doing fine and has beaten the COVID or is beating it. Go ahead.
And the thing is, there was even on one article a dean of some college claiming that this is really a sign that he's using dexamethasone. And it was, the guy didn't even have doctor in front of his name. I don't know how he got to be a dean of a college. But anyway, he has no business talking about anything medicine because he doesn't have any clue what he's talking about. If you come to our office and you're suffering any kind of upper respiratory kind of illness, you know, just allergies or coming down with the flu or you got a bad cold, we're likely, most likely, going to give you a dexamethasone shot. And that is a steroid that basically helps the body to deal with the infection, is what it's doing. And so we're having very good luck with people that are on, that are having a positive test for COVID, because that's one of the first things we do with a patient is we give them dexamethasone. So for them to say that this is some very unusual, strange treatment, I mean,
you're saying it's pretty standard.
We buy that stuff by the we buy it by the gallon just about,
wow.
And it's very cheap. It's a generic. Generic medicine that's very cheap, and it does a lot of good for a lot of people. It's one of those cheap miracle drugs that's been around for a very long time. And I shake my head sometimes when I'm reading these news stories. And just like that one you were just talking about where the FBI made a big bust. They always set those busts up.
Yep.
Like you're saying, it's always some sap that they manage to get riled up, and then they throw in some undercover agents, and then they say, hey, yeah, you should do this. And then they come through and they arrest them and throw them in jail for 20 years. And the poor kid didn't, you know, the poor guy probably didn't have a clue what was going on.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that these guys didn't have a clue what was going on. I mean, they obviously didn't have a clue that they were infiltrated by the FBI. That much I will say they probably didn't have a clue about.
Right.
And we don't know exactly the details on when the first time the idea of kidnapping the governor was floated, but I'm going to just put money. I would be willing to put money on that it was an FBI agent who floated the idea, and then they probably float the idea in some sort of a group meeting, and they see if anybody bites on it, anyone who's not one of their other agents, and then if no one like immediately jumps on it, they'll probably have one of their other agents show interest just to make it sound like there's more than one person that's interested in doing this, and then if it seems popular, somebody else who's, you know, not an agent may step up and be willing to assist, and then they got their first call.
And the reason you don't see a lot of very high profile things like this actually happening in society in general is because you need two things. You need to have somebody who's motivated, mm-hmm. and you need to have somebody who has means.
That's
now,
right.
Most of the times, people who have means aren't going to be motivated because they're going to lose their wealth if they do this kind of thing.
Right.
So, and then the people who are motivated usually don't have two nickels to rub together.
Right.
So they don't have the means to execute the
Which
thing.
Is
so
why is the FBI shows up and says, oh, you need a bomb? We got bombs.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how it works.
The FBI has always got another
means.
Bomb.
Thanks, Gene, for the call tonight. Yeah. As always, appreciate hearing from you. That's Gene the Christian Anarchist. You want to have a chat with him? He is over there. In fact, Gene created his own channel on the LRN Matrix server. You can go to chat.lrn.fm. You can find him there. All right, so let's continue with a little bit more about this dastardly plot, which was likely cooked up by the FBI, and they found some dupes who were willing to assist, including men by the names of Adam Fox, Ty Garbin, Caleb Franks, Daniel Harris, Brandon Caserta, all from Michigan, and a Barry Croft of Delaware. They appeared in courts, except for Croft, in Grand Rapids in federal court. And Fox was described as one of the leaders, was living in a basement of a vacuum shop in Grand Rapids. The owner said Fox was opposed to wearing a mask during the pandemic. Why that's relatable or why that's important here, I don't know. And kept firearms and ammunition at the store. Brian Titus, who I presume is one of the agents with the feds, said, quote, he was anti-police, anti-government. He was afraid if he didn't stand up for the Second Amendment and his rights, that the country is going to go to communism and socialism.
Well, he's kind of right on that.
He's kind of already, it's already there, honestly. You know, what is it that, I mean, it's not total socialism or total communism. But it's a good chunk gone that direction.
Well, if the government doesn't own any every business in the country, how can they shut down every business?
That's a great point. Well, ownership is all about control, is it not?
It is.
The government said the plot against Whitmer appeared to have roots in a June gathering in Dublin, Ohio, attended by more than a dozen people from several states, including Croft and Fox. Quote, the group talked about creating a society that followed the U.S. Bill of Rights and where they could be self-sufficient. They discussed different ways of achieving this goal, from peaceful endeavors to violent actions. Several members talked about murdering tyrants or taking a sitting governor.
Well, it's not murder if it's if you have a right to do it, and, you know.
If it's self-defense.
It does say that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it.
That's the Declaration of Independence?
Yes, it is.
The seven men charged in state court are accused of identifying the homes of law enforcement officers and making violent threats, quote, intended to instigate a civil war. Now, with whom are they planning on warring? Is what I would like to know. That much we have not been has not been revealed here. Whatever those allegations are,
who's going to come and kill you or kidnap you if you don't pay your taxes?
Well, I don't know if that's who they were intending to war against, but that's a possible group. They then named the seven men charged in state court, two of which are founding members of the Wolverine Watchmen, which authorities described as a, quote, anti-government, anti-law enforcement militia group. Now, there are some of these militia people that are pro-law enforcement, but somehow anti-government. So at least these guys were both anti-government and anti-law enforcement, so they had some consistency there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The Watchmen have met periodically for firearms and tactical training in remote areas to prepare for the Boogaloo. Which the news will then define what that means coming up here. 855-450-FREE. And you're a fan of the Boogaloo, right, Nobody? You've been kind of following the Boogaloo thing here. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.